my core fans, when I do live shows, you know, I never do a set list, and you might get a whole country show out of me, or you might just get an all folk show, or you might get rock music. They've seen me do so many styles, my core fan base, that I don't think was confused at all by it, especially doing Serve the Ego and the New Wild West, and you could see me headed that way. And if you listen to the whole record, my fans, it's a quintessential me record. But I think the video was so funny, like it was such a satire. But what I didn't count on was people just taking a clip of that video and not showing you the whole video. And everything I do, you really do have to, you have to hear the whole thing to get the whole story. And when they took, you know, just clips of like me in a short skirt, you know, doing a butt grind with Jewel popping behind me, people were like, holy crap. And, you know, it was really funny. I thought that was funny because I still thought people would watch the whole video. But, and I think the press had to have gotten it, you know, because you can't listen to intuition because it talks about pop culture. The whole thing's it's a pun on pop culture and myself, frankly. So I think my fans, people that listened to it, got it. But I think the press, you know, honestly, I think I was around for 10 years. And I think the press was like, what else do we say about her? And it was just like, great. They had like a sensational thing they could kind of run with. And a lot of people didn't listen to the whole record or even the whole lyric, much less the whole video. It was so over the top, obviously funny, you know, but I think people too often think I'm very, and I am earnest and I'm quite sincere, but I've also I'm quite facetious and sarcastic. And a lot of my songs that I think are very funny and ironic, I think a lot of people think I'm being quite serious on them. I think maybe people never did get the joke since the beginning, a lot of times too. All that stuff's funny, you know, like I used to tour with Bob Dylan and Neil Young, and they always told me, they're like, just do what you do, you know. They were always big supporters of mine that way, and I sold 11 million records on my first record, and after that I had enough money that I really never had to do another thing I didn't want. Like, I was just in this unbelievable position my whole life of being able to do what I like musically, and that's really a blessing. Like, few people are in that position, and I really don't, like, if it all goes away, it's all okay. Like, I'm writing the songs I like. And it's like, you know, I was talking to Dylan about when he went electric, or Neil Young when he started doing like hard rock stuff and they wanted him to stay that folky. It's just part of a person's career. You just don't see it happen every day. I think, especially with women, when a woman, like lately, you know, if you see a woman change and push themselves musically, it's usually out of a media-driven thing, because that's what Madonna does. I don't think it's out of a musical choice. It's usually out of like, now I'm going to look like I'm Japanese, or now I'm going to look like I'm a cowgirl. And so you really haven't had a lot of female singer-songwriter role models that push the envelope. You've had Bowie do it. You've had, you know, male singer-songwriters do it. But it's never liked. It's never very popular. But hopefully in the long run, people will get it. And I think my fans get it.